News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Another cool morning and heading for some rain. Dr. Bill will fill in the details coming up. 55 right now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pits and Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway coming in from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. If you're traveling northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, watch for state troopers. Good news is, no new wrecks in roadways. You can host a Mardi Gras parade party from your own private balcony, the birthplace of Mardi Gras, downtown Mobile on Royal Street. Connected to the Battle House Hotel, these balconies offer great views of the parades and are ideal for catching plenty of throws. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better-looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Let the New Diesel Trio take you on a free musical tour of the 1930s, celebrating the music of the old Gulf Mobile and Ohio Railroad. Step back in time when you hear the train whistle blowing and the conductor singing All Aboard. The trip performs Sunday, March 31st, 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Ben May Main Library downtown. The trio takes you through several musical train stations, drawing from the influences of the Carter family, Lead Belly, and Woody Guthrie. For more, call 494-2298.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll talk more about the rain to come with him and a full weather discussion at 6:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. While you were sleeping, 16 states have filed a lawsuit against President Donald Trump. The Associated Press is reporting the Attorney General for California is leading the suit, saying the suit alleges the Trump administration's action violates the Constitution. That action that he is referring to, he says, quote, President Trump treats the rule of law with utter contempt. He knows there's no border crisis. He knows his emergency declaration is unwarranted, and he admits that he will likely lose this case in court. The attorneys general of Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, and Virginia are all involved in this lawsuit. Just last Friday, President Trump declared a national emergency to back his campaign promise to build a wall. The move allows the president to bypass Congress to use money from the Pentagon and other budgets. As for California and New Mexico, the two Mexican border states in this lawsuit, they say this wall will harm wildlife. Alabama authorities need your help this morning as an escaped inmate could be anywhere in the state. They want you to be on the lookout for 48-year-old Florette Martin. She escaped from a Montgomery facility on Monday morning around 1 a.m. The Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that Martin was working her assigned job location. She was last seen wearing new white Skechers shoes, blue jeans, and a black and white hooded sweater. She's described as 5'5" and weighs approximately 136 pounds. She has black hair and brown eyes. She has been serving time at the Montgomery Women's Facility, as back in 2008, she was sentenced to 13 years on a robbery charge. If you have information, call ADOC, 1-800-831-8825. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
To celebrate the Jeep President's Day event, we're creating our own motorcade featuring the 2019 Jeep brand lineup. Leading today's procession is the rugged and stylish Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. And now current competitive vehicle lessees financing at $4,250 total cash allowance or 0% financing on the purchase of a 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. Go to Jeep.com to find your local Jeep brand dealer and discover more great deals on the entire Jeep brand lineup, including the versatile Jeep Compass, the highly capable Grand Cherokee, and iconic Jeep Wrangler. See your local Jeep brand dealer today. And now current competitive vehicle lessees financing at $4,250 total cash allowance or 0% APR financing on the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk. So hurry in to the Jeep President's Day event. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. No turn-in required. Competitive vehicles exclude all other FCA US LLC vehicles. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 2/28/19. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenage murder suspect is now in jail. 19-year-old Terrence Sims surrendered to police on Monday after more than a week on the run. Police were looking for Sims for a shooting in broad daylight at the Crichton Shopping Center. He's charged with the murder of 20-year-old Christopher Edwards. A woman is in the Escambia County Jail after authorities say she hit two people, including a teenager, with her car. It happened at a home on Decatur Avenue in Warrington. Troopers say Patricia Winters was backing out when she dragged a woman with her driver's side door. A 16-year-old girl ran over to help when she was also hit by Winter's car. Authorities say the girl fell to the ground and was run over again. She suffered internal injuries, including broken ribs. Winters is charged with hit and run and aggravated battery. Eric Watt has pleaded guilty to driving high and drunk when his vehicle plowed into eight servicemen walking along Perdido Beach Boulevard in 2017. Six of them were seriously injured. Watt will be sentenced April 30th. He faces up to 5 years in prison and will also have to pay restitution to some of the victims. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
The story of Mardi Gras comes alive with a Moon Pie Minute, a daily feature about Mobile's biggest party. Parades, balls, costumes, throws, food, and entertainment. Listen to the stories of how the Mardi Gras that we know and enjoy today came about with a Moon Pie Minute, brought to you by Toomey's, the largest selection of Mardi Gras supplies in Mobile and Daphne, and D&K Suit Discounters, your Mardi Gras formal wear headquarters. Get in the Mardi Gras mood with a Moon Pie Minute, daily on FM Talk 106.5.
Duke back on top. A future Baseball Hall of Famer announces his retirement, and Maryland coach Mike Locksley gets a gift via the transfer portal. 614 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The newest AP Top 25 poll was released Monday, and as expected, Tennessee's four-week reign at the top of the poll ended following their blowout loss to Kentucky on Saturday. The Vols were replaced at number one by Duke. The Blue Devils received 28 of 32 first-place votes this week, returning to the top spot for the third time this season. Gonzaga moved up to number two and received the remaining four votes for number one, followed by number three, Virginia. Kentucky moved up to fourth, and Tennessee's second loss of the season caused them to fall to number five. Nevada remains ranked sixth, followed by Michigan at seven, and Houston, Marquette, and North Carolina at 8, 9, and 10. LSU is the only other SEC team ranked in the top 25. They moved up six spots to number 13 this week, after beating Kentucky on the road last week. Auburn, just outside of the rankings, they received 21 votes. Mississippi State received 2, and Ole Miss got 1. Tonight, there are 4 SEC games to be played. At 6 p.m., Vanderbilt plays at number 5, Tennessee, and Ole Miss plays at South Carolina. Then at 8, Alabama's on the road to take on Texas A&M. The Tide will try to end a 2-game slide after blowout losses to Mississippi State and Florida last week. Also at 8 o'clock tonight, Missouri hosts number 4-ranked Kentucky. In some baseball news, Bruce Bochy announced he'll retire as the manager of the San Francisco Giants following the conclusion of the 2019 season. Bochy became the manager of the Giants in 2007 after managing the San Diego Padres for 12 seasons. He led the Giants to 3 World Series championships in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
In my mind, it's time. You know, I've managed with my gut. You know, I came up here in 2007 on my gut. And so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride.
And he's got a voice for the movies, sounds like there. The 63-year-old reportedly told the team Monday morning during a team meeting, Bochy's 1,926 career victories rank 11th all-time among managers. In college football, former Virginia Tech Hokies quarterback Josh Jackson announced that he's transferring to Maryland for the 2019 season to play under new Terrapins head coach Mike Loxley. Jackson will be immediately eligible as a graduate transfer. He missed all but 3 games last season with the Hokies due to a leg injury. In his redshirt freshman season in 2017, Jackson passed for 2,991 yards, rushed for 324, and picked up 26 total touchdowns. It's a nice addition for Loxley, whom Maryland hired in December after he served as offensive coordinator at Alabama. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Monday that Oklahoma wide receiver Marquise Brown underwent surgery for a Lisfranc injury last month that will prevent him from participating in the combine and his pro day. Brown, who's a projected top 15 pick in April's NFL draft, is expected to be ready for summer training camp. If you like to golf, there's a cool event coming up in March. American Legion posts in Mobile and Baldwin counties will host a charity golf classic to celebrate the American Legion's 100th birthday. The tournament's scheduled for Sunday, March 23rd at the Spring Hill College Golf Course on Dolphin Street. Proceeds from the tournament will benefit local veterans and youth through various American Legion programs. They're inviting all local veterans and golfers to participate. The fee is $75 per golfer or $300 for a 4-person team, but you can also donate or sponsor. Registration forms are available at your local American Legion posts in Mobile and Baldwin counties or on Facebook at the American Legion District 33 page. 617 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I love this time of year. Family, friends, football, and shopping. On the other hand, those bills. But with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn up to 2.5% APY on everyday purchases, from groceries to that new Good Luck team jersey. So, while the bills will always be there, at least you're getting rewarded on the purchases you're making anyway. Switch to Kasasa checking at Century Bank, where we take banking personally. Member FDIC, qualifications and rules may apply.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid Social Security number, and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've had a perfect start to our Tuesday morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Northbound 65 up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No delays, and it's a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. No problems, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fork checking and accident-free. Bama Flooring has recently won the Customer Service Award for top-rated local. They have over 300 waterproof products and much more. Located in Robertsdale on Highway 59, they're big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. Bama Flooring. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk. Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This would be a new challenge, something to do when you sign up for airline tickets. Airlines will offer new gender options beyond male and female for what they're calling non-binary flyers.
About time, I say.
Non-binary flyers. We'll get into this here in just a second. Plus, check headlines right now with Kelly Finley.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A health alert is in effect this morning, and it's impacting babies and adults as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced late last week that the Dollar General Baby Gripe Water Herbal Supplement sold at their stores nationwide is being recalled. This is an herbal supplement used to relieve stomach discomfort. The issue is an undissolved ingredient which may cause difficulty in swallowing the product. And the recall includes all lots of this product sold at every single Dollar General across the nation. So the product details, here's how it goes. The product is administered orally to infants, and when it comes to adults, you also can take the ingredient. It's packaged in a 4-ounce amber bottle, and the bottles have plastic caps with safety seals and does contain an oral syringe. Kingston Pharma, that's the company that issued the recall, said that yes, they have received a report of a 1-week-old having difficulty when swallowing this product. It's also received, they say, 3 other complaints attributed to the undissolved citrus flavor. Now, customers should stop using the product and throw it away or return it to the Dollar General store where it's purchased. That's according to the FDA. And, of course, if you have questions, call 1-844-724-7347. Closer to home, if you'd like to give but you're not quite sure where to go, I have the details just for you. Here is the headline, Be the Light for the Village, Light of the Village. They're having a supply drive. It's aimed to help get supplies needed and used regularly for those in our community from February 14th until February 28th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can drop off at Yenny Hall on the first floor. And here are the items that are requested. Capri sun drinks, construction paper, soft soap, paper towels, copy paper, hand sanitizer, and you can always give a cash donation. This event is sponsored by the SHC Business Club, which is the Spring Hill College Business Club. If you'd like more information, follow me on Instagram at KellyK2KFinley, and the details are waiting for you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. I do think more beverages, like for grown-ups, should be packaged like Capri Suns. Mm-hmm. Just say, would that be convenient? Be a good thing?
Heck yeah, I love stabbing my drinks before I drink them.
Sometimes you stab too hard and you go through the backside of the Capri Sun. Yeah. Then you got a problem, then you got to get some duct tape out.
Can't go too heavy-handed on those.
You got to patch them up there. All right, I mentioned this as we head to the break, so as if you didn't have enough to worry about already, many U.S. airlines say they're now in the process of updating their booking systems in order to allow non-binary customers to use pronouns other than male or female. Which male or female is not a pronoun. Am I?
No, it's a gender, right?
Correct. I mean, in deference to, you know, in deference to Gizmodo, the post of the story, Gizmodo.com, pronouns are, male and female are not pronouns. Okay. I just want to.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, why let facts get into the way of a good story?
Right. I mean, you could say he or she, pronoun.
When has that mattered on an airplane?
I don't know. United Continental Holdings, which owns United Airlines, said that it will allow alternative gender options that include U for undisclosed and X for unspecified. According to the Wall Street Journal report over the weekend, it also will add MX as an alternative to Mr. or Ms. And the changes are coming to United's booking platform in the coming weeks. Airlines for America and International Air Transportation Association, an airline trade group representing global carriers, recently approved a suggested standard to allow non-binary options in addition to male or female. Those options include unspecified or undisclosed. National Center for Transgender Equality called the move a huge step forward for non-binary representation. At like you, Dalton, my question is, wherever you are on this, where was that? Where do you put that in on your... It may say on your... you know what, though? I mean...
Maybe on the ticket.
No, but I... You know, I kind of fly a lot... Well, not a lot anymore, but I've been around a lot of plane tickets. I can go grab one out of my truck right now. I think it just says your name.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it doesn't assign a sex to the person, which, by the way, sex and gender are different things. They get thrown away, but thrown around like they're the same word. But it doesn't assign... It just says your name.
That's what I thought. And
so who cares?
Maybe back in the day, you know, flight attendants, when flying was classy, they would say, Mr. Orwick, can I give you a beverage?
Or now they say, hey, you want peanuts or you want biscotti?
Yeah, so I don't know where
Shut
this...
up. And sit there.
How long until they say, you know, doesn't matter if you pay for the what's the elite boarding pass where you get to get on first, or whether you get business or first class, you are what you decide you are. So just get on when you want.
Okay, but and maybe I'm missing something. Maybe there is somewhere that you're putting in you're putting in a pronoun for yourself or something. But right now I can't. You go online. I was just looking at some tickets for the family for a summertime trip the other day. You just load your name. I don't know where that. So, but but if you were really worried about it, so now there'll be ways for you to identify yourself differently for your airline ticket.
They can call me what they want. Just don't sit me next to a 400 pounder, please.
There you go. That's right.
No matter what, some elbow room.
No matter if they are U or X or MX or MS or whatever, just say give me somebody who can stay inside their own seat area. All right. Once again, I'm stuck on this. Hey, Gizmodo. Male and female aren't pronouns. I guess I hate to bust on y'all, but...
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Baldwin County School Board is suing the State Board of Education and the newly created Gulf Shore School District over how taxpayer money should be split. The school board believes State School Superintendent Eric Mackey should not have the final say. He ordered Baldwin County to pay Gulf Shore $7 million as part of the split.
We didn't ask for this split, but we're being asked to basically pay everything for them to start up their school system.
Superintendent Eddie Tyler, the case could be heard in the next 6 weeks. The Gulf Shores Police Department is hoping homeowners and businesses will give them access to their surveillance cameras. The initiative, called a community camera partnership, would have those with cameras sign up for a database and give cops permission to view the video. Police say that way they don't have to comb an area where crime happened to find those that may have surveillance video. New flu numbers from the Mobile County Health Department. Just over 1,000 people have tested positive for the flu this season, a significant drop from last year where the numbers were almost double at this time. Mobile County remains the least affected area in Alabama. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the royal treatment.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office, 649-7733.
Has your phone and internet service provider lost that love and feeling? Are they not living up to all the promises they made in the past? Are they quoting days to fix instead of hours and minutes? Have they sold out only to move their operations out of state to save costs, leaving you high and dry for that personal, loving feeling they promised? Hi, I'm Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, one of the last local facility-based phone and internet companies in the Mobile, Baldwin County area. At Harbor, you call us, you get us. Fast, friendly locals that know your business with quick service response times. From our management to our technicians to our customer service representatives, we are local, available, and approachable. We live among you, we patronize your business, and we care about your success. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee agreement where we deliver what we promise. Call us to learn more or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Independent U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders says he will try again to get the Democratic Party's presidential nomination.
I cannot recall, certainly in my lifetime, and I think in modern history, that we have had a president who actually goes out of his way to try to divide the American people up based on where we were born or the color of our skin or our gender or whatever it may be.
Sanders made the announcement on Vermont Public Radio. Snow ahead for parts of the Northeast, says meteorologist Ivan Cabrera.
The snow begins in earnest as we head through tonight. What are we talking about? Well, the potential for 4 to 6 inches in D.C. We have 3 to 5 inches forecast in Philly and New York. You're going to be less than an inch. All of these totals will eventually go down and melt as rain takes over behind the storm by Thursday.
16 states have joined in a lawsuit to block the president's declaration of a national emergency along the southern border. The iconic fashion designer Karl Lagerfeld died this morning in Paris. He influenced fashion for 50 years. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Good news if you're in the market for an SUV. Discounts are getting bigger as dealer inventories rise. Wards Auto says the availability of unsold SUVs and trucks grew 12% in January over the same month a year ago, putting pressure on brands to pile on more sales promotions. Average SUV and truck discounts have ticked higher for the fourth year in a row, reaching $3,995 per vehicle in 2018. Meanwhile, the size of discounts on sedans fell about 8% last year to $3,810 per car. Navient Corporation has received a buyout offer worth $3.2 billion from a pair of investors that the student loan servicer rejected as too low. Navient says the proposal from hedge fund Canyon Capital Advisors and private equity firm Platinum Equity Advisors undervalues the company and is lacking in other ways. Navient has a market value of about $3 billion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Cater, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
It's a cool morning, maybe not as cool as yesterday, but 55 now and cloudy. What about this rain you were talking about yesterday?
Yeah, we've got a situation now. We've got a weather front that's stalled just offshore, a low-pressure system forming in South Texas. And the combination is going to give us plenty of rain through the week. And it looks like some of the heavier rains are going to be Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Right now, we have temperatures that are on kind of cool over the area, but we're going to be warming up rapidly over the next couple of days. Now, today, look for cloudy skies with some scattered shower activity. I expect a high today of about 65. Yesterday afternoon, the best we could do was about 53, 54 degrees, and that is rather chilly for this time of the year. Now, tonight, a little better chance for some shower activity. The low tonight will be in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, that low-pressure system in Texas will be up into Mississippi, and we're going to see a surge of warm air then move over us, and tomorrow will be cloudy with a good chance for showers, possibly a thunderstorm or two, and up around 75 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. I expect plenty of rain for Wednesday night, and then on Thursday, it tapers off a bit. Still a good chance for some shower activity, and the high, again, up around 75. Now, the rest of the week and the weekend, Friday, we get a little bit of sunshine, but still some scattered showers, upper 70s, approaching 80 degrees. And then over the weekend, looks like a few thunderstorms for Saturday. We'll be in the mid-70s, and again, a few showers around on Sunday with a high in the low 70s. But the major rainfall looks like it will be on Wednesday night into early Thursday.
Well, okay, that's good news for, like, I know that the Incas, the Order of Inca, that rolled Friday night were worried about that rain in the mix, but you said that's a few showers. Friday doesn't seem to be a washout.
Looks like things will improve a bit, and the coverage will not be as great, so hopefully that'll work out for them.
Okay, and on Wednesday, when we get the heavier rain into Thursday, any severe weather associated with this?
It looks like there's a possibility upstate. We're going to keep a close watch on it to see if conditions become favorable. Right now, it looks like mainly rain and heavy at times, as I mentioned, on Wednesday night and into early Thursday.
When we talk about upstate, are we talking about tornadic issues or severe thunderstorms?
Right. What's now, severe thunderstorms and most likely some straight-line winds. And again, that'll be for upstate, central and northern Alabama.
All right, Dr. Bill, well, we'll get an update here soon and remind folks if they have not picked up their copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, where can they get it?
And here in Mobile at West Marine, two locations, I-65 and Airport, and also at Dog River. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, also Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore Christmas Town. With the Eastern Shore, Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate in Fairhope, and Autocraft Collision Centers in Baldwin County. And Robertsdale Power Equipment on Highway 59.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, on the way, a couple things. Number one, three things that you can do to make yourself seem more competent.
Doesn't mean
you will be more competent. You will seem more competent.
You just say, I understand. Over and over and over again.
We'll see. We'll see if that's on the list. Also, we mentioned it yesterday, but let's double down if you didn't catch it during the midday show. George Mendoza died Sunday. You go, who's that? It's the World War II veteran. You know him from one of the most famous photographs of the 20th century. He is the sailor kissing the woman in Times Square to celebrate the end of the war. He was 95 years old. The woman in the photo, Greta Friedman, died back in 2016. One of the most iconic photos in history is the one of the sailor kissing the woman in Times Square to celebrate the end of World War II. That sailor has died over the weekend. Actually, today would be his 96th birthday.
Holy cow.
Named George Mendoza. He was on leave at the time after his stint in the Pacific. He was actually on a first date with one Rita Petrie, who would later become his wife, who, by the way, they were married for 70 years.
Impressive.
Wow. Okay, so, but listen to this. This is some George Mendoza, he was on leave after his stint in the Pacific. He was on a date with Rita, okay? Everybody, they said, here's their quote, everybody started drinking and celebrating in the streets. I'd have been doing that too. When he saw Greta Friedman, who he thought was a nurse, in an interview a few years ago, George said, quote, well, we're all drinking and raising hell. It was just plain instinct. I guess I just grabbed her. His date didn't even care. She said, quote, I was in the background grinning like a mutt. It didn't matter to me. That couple married in 1946 and were together until death. Greta didn't mind either. She said, quote, suddenly I was grabbed by a sailor. It wasn't much of a kiss. It was more a jubilant act, and he didn't have to go back. So think about that. What we see, I mean, there's a couple famous kiss photographs. What, Dulcineau has the kiss there. I think it's in Paris, pretty famous one. I've always loved that photograph. For some reason, I have kind of going through those kiss photographs I've always liked. I liked also the pictures of the band Kiss.
That's what I was going to say.
I liked those, too, growing up. A very odd child. I would like the pictures of...
Imagine Gene Simmons out on the streets on VJ Day.
Yes, that would have been with the stacked boots and everything in full makeup. But pictures of the band Kiss I liked. But I did have some pretty famous, like Dos Anjos, the Kiss. But this one from VJ Day with this Mendoza, it just sticks in my mind. One of those iconic photographs. And it's great to hear this Greta Friedman, who was the other person in that picture, the woman in the picture, saying it wasn't much of a kiss.
Yeah.
Because you look at that picture and you think, you put this, at least I did, you put this whole story in it, that these were, a couple that had been separated by the war, they were back together. I mean, you can build this whole narrative in your head. And I love hearing the truth, and it's Greta Friedman going, I didn't even know him. It really wasn't much, but photograph means so much to so many people.
Reading about the photographer that took that, because he was going down through the streets taking all kinds of pictures of kisses in the streets. And
right.
I think he said that he was looking for either the man or the woman to be wearing, one wearing blue and one wearing white. He wanted contrast. He said I think in this instance, the woman was wearing white because she had a nurse's uniform on. And he said if the guy wasn't wearing a blue suit in that he would have never taken the picture.
So it really wasn't anything other than they happened to be in front of the camera and they were dressed like the photographer needed them to be dressed.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'll be darned.
It's a good thing future wife, was not a jealous woman.
No, she said she was sitting there grinning like a mutt.
Probably back there kissing another sailor.
You know what? If it just ended the war to end all wars, I'd have been okay with anybody kissing anybody. I'd be like, fine. Yeah, y'all do your thing. That's a good thing. All right, Trey, coming right back. More of Mobile Mornings. Text line's open at 343-0106. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, this is Tom Claxton with the Scuttlebutt Network. Thanks to all of our fine listeners for 9 great years on the radio. So why not come out and celebrate with us this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. as we broadcast live from Ed's Seafood Shed. That's this Wednesday from 1 to 2 p.m. at Ed's Seafood Shed.
Hoorah!
And this is Sean Sullivan, and I'll be broadcasting Midday Mobile live from Ed's on Wednesday. Doing the show from noon to 1, then Tom and Cal with the Scuttlebutt Network take over at 1. Entire 2 hours are live Wednesday from Ed's Seafood Shed on the Causeway. And your friends at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. For now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway. So far, as you're traveling for the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore 90 range line, it's been a perfect start on the way in this morning. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been supplying the Gulf Coast with everything Mardi Gras since 1978 at 755 McRae Avenue in Mobile and 1701 Highway 98 in Daphne inside the Rama Imports building. From the beads, footballs, and stuffed animals, see them at Toomey'sMardiGras.com. And I'm Kane with
weather at the Talk 106.5 traffic.
644 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Let's look at the monitor over over your back here. And our news partners at WKRG had one of their... Is it sweeps right now?
I don't know. I never know when it is sweeps.
Although I think they're kind of always in sweeps. Like, it's different than it used to be. Welcome to Like Radio. We're always in ratings. And so they're always in sweeps. But they had something about weighted blankets, some story they're doing about weighted blankets and how people are getting help and how much they cost or whatever. Like, we got free weighted blankets at our house. The dogs. The blankets are there, and then the dogs get on top of the blankets, and then they become weighted blankets.
Yeah, your wife said that one of the dogs came pre-spoiled before you got both of them.
Yeah, both of them are rotten. The little ones. Now, my dog, the old German short-haired pointer, she's fine, but the little dogs.
You got a blue-collar dog.
That's right. The rest, the other two are thugs. Dalton said something during the break. I think this is actually pretty, this would be pretty fun to run through on our text line, and then we'll talk about it more in the 8 o'clock hour. Think about the picture of the people kissing in the street there, and the story of Mendoza, who passed over the weekend. Just the celebration, the jubilation you see in those photographs and the stories at the end of World War II. The greatest generation celebrating the end of this gigantic, gigantic war and what it meant for the people of the United States and globally. What would it take today for something like that to happen, for there to be just celebration in the streets like that? Could we, as a culture anymore, have that much joy? Just open joy, not private, not cheering for your team, you know, behind the walls of a sports bar or something, not out in the streets burning couches like you see after a big, but would it just be a sporting event, or is there any news event that could lead to a situation like VJ Day where you had people just kissing in the streets and celebrating and all that? What would it be?
Yeah, what would it take to get a bunch of strangers to just start smooching? I feel like it would take, obviously something awful would have to happen. You'd have to overcome something big, which we would not want, but maybe like a alien invasion type of thing. We fight back aliens. I mean, it would have to be that drastic, I think.
You just want alien invasion.
Yeah.
Okay. let us know what you think when you hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. Now we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Mobile police officer a little banged up this morning after a police chase ends in a crash inside the Wallace Tunnel. That accident happened on the eastbound side of the Wallace Tunnel close to 1:30 a.m. Monday morning. Mobile police say that the officer was trying to stop the driver of a black Chevy Impala who was driving without a tag. Well, the driver didn't stop to be questioned, but did slam on their brakes. That officer then hit that vehicle and disabled his own cruiser. The suspect, meantime, kept going. Shortly after the crash, police started searching the area outside of the tunnel after they say they saw the suspect throw something from their window. Unfortunately, their search did not turn up any objects. If you have information about a black Impala without tags, call police. Thankfully, no one was injured. Once the driver is captured, they do face multiple charges, to include attempting to elude police, reckless endangerment, and leaving the scene of an accident. Mark your calendars for this Thursday, especially if you want to ask a question of your local lawmakers. The Senate and House Democratic Caucuses Listening Town Hall is this Thursday at Williamson High School from 6 to 8 p.m. And you're invited to ask a question. They say everyone is welcome, and you may submit your question in advance to townhall@alabamahousedems.com. The committee is inviting you because they say we want to hear from you. Let's talk about the important issues. Some of the issues listed are jobs, education, prison reform, health care, and more, and environmental justice. And those scheduled to be in attendance include Representative Adeline Clark, Representative Napoleon Bracey Jr., Representative Sam Jones, Representative Barbara Drummond, and Senator Vivian Figures. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Talking again with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. And I want to talk about this. You do the lawn at our house. What about here at our business?
Yeah, that's something we've been doing for years. And I just don't think we've
express that enough, is that we take care of your home, but we also take care of a ton of businesses, a ton of property owners associations. And really, our philosophy at your residence is pretty much the same at your business. We're here to make it worry-free, and we're here to make it easy on you, but also make it beautiful.
Yeah, you make it work for us, whether it is when we come home in the evenings or we show up at work in the morning.
That's right. So we design a plan for your business. If you need some enhancements, you want it to look better, we can do that as well. We just try to make it look right for you to enhance the view of your business.
All right. If we're ready to step up the game at our office like we are at our home, how do we get in touch?
Well, just give us a call, 251-626-3309, or find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenage murder suspect is now in jail. 19-year-old Terrence Sims surrendered to police on Monday after more than a week on the run. Police were looking for Sims for a shooting in broad daylight at the Crichton Shopping Center. He's charged with the murder of 20-year-old Christopher Edwards. A woman is in the Escambia County Jail after authorities say she hit two people, including a teenager, with her car. It happened at a home on Decatur Avenue in Warrington. Troopers say Patricia Winters was backing out when she dragged a woman with her driver's side door. A 16-year-old girl ran over to help when she was also hit by Winter's car. Authorities say the girl fell to the ground and was run over again. She suffered internal injuries, including broken ribs. Winters is charged with hit and run and aggravated battery. Eric Watt has pleaded guilty to driving high and drunk when his vehicle plowed into eight servicemen walking along Perdido Beach Boulevard in 2017. Six of them were seriously injured. Watt will be sentenced April 30th. He faces up to 5 years in prison and will also have to pay restitution to some of the victims. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
The Duke Blue Devils are back on top. A future Baseball Hall of Famer announces his retirement, and Maryland coach Mike Locksley gets a gift via the transfer portal. 651 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The newest AP Top 25 poll was released Monday, and as expected, Tennessee's four-week reign at the top of the poll ended following their blowout loss to Kentucky Saturday. The Vols were replaced at number one by Duke. The Blue Devils received 28 of 32 first-place votes this week, returning to the top spot for the third time this season. Gonzaga moved up to number two. They received the remaining four votes for number one, followed by number three-ranked Virginia. Kentucky moved up to fourth, and Tennessee's second loss of the season caused them to fall to number five. Nevada remains ranked sixth, followed by Michigan at seven, and Houston, Marquette, and North Carolina at 8, 9, and 10. LSU is the only other SEC team ranked in the top 25 currently. They moved up six spots to number 13 this week after beating Kentucky on the road last week. Auburn is just outside of the rankings. They received 21 votes. Mississippi State received two, and Ole Miss got one. Tonight there are four SEC games to be played. At 6 p.m., Vanderbilt plays at number 5 Tennessee, and Ole Miss plays at South Carolina. Then at 8 o'clock, Alabama is on the road to take on Texas A&M. The Tide will try to end a two-game slide after blowout losses to Mississippi State and Florida last week. Also at 8 o'clock tonight, Missouri hosts number 4-ranked Kentucky. In some baseball news, Bruce Bochy announced that he'll retire as the manager of the San Francisco Giants following the conclusion of the 2019 season. Bochy became the manager of the Giants back in 2007 after he managed the San Diego Padres for 12 seasons. He led the Giants to three World Series championships in 2010, 2012, and 2014.
In my mind, it's time. I've managed with my gut. I came up here in 2007 on my gut. And so it's a gut feeling that it's time, and it's been an unbelievable ride.
The 63-year-old reportedly told his team Monday morning during a team meeting, Bochy's 1,926 career victories ranks 11th all-time among managers. In college football, former Virginia Tech Hokies quarterback Josh Jackson announced that he's transferring to Maryland for the 2019 season to play under new Terrapins head coach Mike Locksley. Jackson will be immediately eligible as a graduate transfer. He missed all but three games last season with the Hokies due to a leg injury. In his redshirt freshman season in 2017, Jackson passed for 2,991 yards, rushed for 324 yards, and picked up 26 total touchdowns. It's a nice addition for Locksley, whom Maryland hired in December after he served as offensive coordinator at Alabama. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported Monday that Oklahoma wide receiver Marquise Brown underwent surgery for a Lisfranc injury last month that will prevent him from participating in the combine and his pro day. Brown's a projected top 15 pick in April's NFL draft, but he is expected to be ready for summer training camp. 6:54, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, showers and warmer with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you feel the yard work never ends? Husqvarna's 450X Auto Mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. Husqvarna's Auto Mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision. It knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Auto Mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Come see Husqvarna's Auto Mower at Robertsdale Power Equipment during their 26th annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment, and you won't get better prices all year. Robertsdale Power Equipment has been around for 41 years, and they know that excellent sales and service is what sets them apart from their competition. There'll be a cookout both days, so stop by for free food and enter a drawing to win a Husqvarna blower to be given away on the 21st. Everything in stock is on sale, and financing is available at Robertsdale Power Equipment's annual open house sale, February 20th and 21st. Highway 59 South in Robertsdale, right at the split by the Catholic Church. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. It's been a nice ride from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Now from Government Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt and 65, we travel with no delays all the way up towards Pritchard and Saraland. Once again, accident-free conditions through Mobile, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. South Alabama baseball season tickets are now on sale. The 2019 home schedule could very well be the best in school history, including three games versus Alabama, Coastal Carolina, and Troy. Call 461-1USA for your tickets. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 657 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Coming up next hour, more from Dr. Bill. Forecast for the next few days includes a good bit of rain, and he'll lay that out for us. Also, the weekend ahead as we go to another weekend of Mardi Gras downtown. This last weekend was big. Looks like this weekend weather should hold off and be all right. Also on the way, I mentioned this, and we'll get to it here in just a second. Business Insider has put out a list of three weird things that make you seem more competent. Not that it makes you more competent. It just makes you seem more competent. Your competency hacks coming up here in just a second. Check in with News 5 right now. Y'all stay close.